in majesty rotating, spins on itself as swift as light. Celestial radiance alternating with dread impenetrable night. In rocky depths, the foaming ocean surges with elemental force, swept on by the eternal motion that speeds the worlds upon their course.
And mighty tempests rage unceasing, from sea to land, from land to sea. A furious clash of power, releasing a chain of vast causality. Before the crash of rolling thunder, the flashing bolts blaze out the way. But we, thy angels, watch with wonder the peaceful progress of thy day.
Thy vision none has comprehended, though angels quicken at the sight. Thy mighty works, O Lord, are splendid, as when the world first shone with light.
Since, Lord, you deign to visit us once more, to find out how we manage our affairs, and since you've always welcomed me before, I've come to join your household staff upstairs. I'm not much good at lofty words, I fear. It doesn't worry me if they all sneer. Pathos from me would make you laugh, although I know you gave up laughing long ago. I can't sing hymns about the universe. I only see how people go from bad to worse. He hasn't changed, your little god on Earth. He's still peculiar as the day you gave him birth. He'd live a better life, at least, if you'd not given him a glimpse of heaven's light. He calls it reason, which gives him the right to be more bestial than any beast. Saving your gracious presence, sire, I'd say he's like a silly grasshopper in the hay. He chirps and sings and flitters to and fro, and chirps the same old song and jumps about. If only he were satisfied with that. But no, in every pile of filth he dips his snout.
Mephistopheles, why are you telling me all this again? Do you always come here to complain? Could there be something good on Earth that you've forgotten?
No, Lord. I'm pleased to say it's still completely rotten. I feel quite sorry for their miserable plight. When it's as bad as that, tormenting them's not right.
Do you know Faust?
The doctor?
Yes. My servant.
He serves you in a very curious way indeed. It isn't earthly nourishment he seems to need. His fevered mind is in a constant ferment. Half conscious of his folly, in his pride, on all the joys of earth he wants to feed, and pluck from heaven the very brightest star. He searches high and low, and yet, however far he roams, his restless heart returns dissatisfied.
Though in confusion, still he seeks his way. Yet I will lead him to the light one day. For in the budding sapling, the gardener can see the promise of the fruit upon the full-grown tree.
What would you wager? Will you challenge me to win him from you? Give me your permission to lead him down my path to his perdition.
While he's on earth, while he is still alive, then you may tempt him. That is my condition. For man will err as long as he can strive.
I take up your kind offer, sire, most gratefully. The dead are of no interest to me. I like them fresh and full of life, well fed. A corpse is very boring. I'm like a cat, you see. It's no fun once the mouse is dead.
Well, then, it shall be left to you. Entice this spirit from its primal source and drag him down, if you are able to, upon your own infernal course. With shame you will confess to me one day, a good man, though his instincts be obscure, is still quite conscious of the proper way.
So be it, and it won't take long, I'm sure. I have no doubts about my wager, none. And I will come before you when it's done, triumphant with the glory that I've won. He shall eat dust, and on his belly I will make him go.